Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the 49ers' overtime victory over the Los Angeles Rams last night, 26-23, what it means for the Niners going forward, what it means for the Rams going forward, and ultimately, what it means for us in Survivor. I'll tell you what it means. It means we're out. We lose. That's how it goes. Very abrupt. In a game where the Rams found 51 different ways, it felt like, to blow that contest. So, unfortunately, we are done thanks to the Niners beating the Rams. But, Nick, we'll talk about that coming up in 20 minutes. I wanted to get into, though, in this segment, as we're approaching what is going to be a fun weekend of football. It's not as like marquee as last weekend, Oregon, Penn State, Bama, Georgia, some of the games we had in the NFL, like the Parsons going back to Dallas, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm really excited to watch some of these games, especially in college football, which we'll talk about here shortly. But I want to start with the most popular betting sides in the NFL. Now, this is courtesy of our guy, John Ewing, over at BetMGM. And this is by ticket count. So the most bet spreads by ticket count. The top five this week in the NFL. Now, the fifth most popular one, which I think is pretty interesting, since it's the Monday night football game. Usually the Monday night game is not amongst this list because people don't start betting that until like Saturday or Sunday or even Monday morning. It's like, oh, there's a Monday night game tonight. Let me go ahead and chase my losses or really press my winnings. You know, like that's kind of how that usually rolls for Monday night football. But with all that said, the fifth most popular bet so far this week is the Kansas City Chiefs laying the 3.5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, I think that betting market is just right. When I was thinking about that game all week long heading into this week, like, hey, like feels like Chiefs at worst 3-point favorite, but probably needs to be 3.5 because I asked myself, hey, what would I do if I saw Chiefs minus 3? I would bet Chiefs minus 3. So 3.5 makes a whole lot of sense to me. I think the big thing with Jacksonville is, are they just like turnover merchants, as the kids say, or is this defense actually legitimate? Because through four games, the Jags have forced 13 turnovers. That's absurd. 13 turnovers, at least three in every game. And they forced four of them last week when they beat the 49ers in San Francisco. So for me, I understand why bettors like Kansas City. I would be more so on the Kansas City side, but it is funny just to point this out. Last week, people couldn't get enough of Baltimore. It was like, oh, I got to fade the Chiefs. And now all of a sudden everyone's like, now I got to bet the Chiefs. Like that's how these things go in the NFL. We just kind of remember what we last saw. So folks are liking Kansas City quite a bit on Monday down in Duval County. The fourth most popular game, or at least bet, I should say, is the Chargers laying 3 at home against the Washington Commanders. Now, this is going to be a hairy one for yours truly here because I'm on the side of the underdog. I like the Commanders +3. I also bet a little bit of money line. I realize fully that the Commanders in this game are likely going to be without Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, and potentially Deebo Samuel. That's not good. Like, it's not good at all. And even Jaden Daniels coming back as he returns from his 2-game absence due to the knee injury, Jaden Daniels will be wearing a knee brace. This is not going to be the fully unleashed version of Jaden Daniels where he's running around, making plays, extending drives, et cetera, et cetera. It's probably going to be a more traditional pocket passing Jaden Daniels, which is a problem when you might have some receivers out there who can't get open, who can't separate against this Chargers secondary that has been really, really good this season. Now, on the flip side of that coin, the Chargers have some injuries on the offensive line. Like Joe Walt dealing with a high ankle sprain. We're probably not going to see him for the next handful of weeks. Of course, Rashawn Slater already out for the year, having torn his ACL back in training camp. So I do like see the injury news on both sides. O-line for the Chargers, wide receiver for the Commanders. I just think in a game where, to me, it feels like the Chargers should be favored by like 2.5, 3 in that range. I just like the idea of grabbing the points, even with Daniels probably not being 100% in his first game back from injury. So I bet the Commanders. I thought about potentially buying out, but I just want to let this one ride. Let's see how this goes, because heart to heart, I think this is a kind of a coin flip game. And I'll take those 3 points with a quarterback that's really, really talented in Jaden Daniels. The third most popular bet in the NFL this week over at BetMGM, and this is one that I'm also against, that is the Minnesota Vikings laying 3.5 in London as they take on the Cleveland Browns. Now, I don't really know how to, I guess we kind of know how to quantify this stuff since we've seen the Jacksonville Jaguars have those back-to-back weeks in London or whatever, but Minnesota, they actually had to travel, just not as far as Cleveland did, since they went from Ireland now to London. Cleveland obviously having played in the States last week, now going overseas. I understand why people might like Minnesota because of that angle that they don't have to like throw off their body clocks entirely like the Browns have to do. And also, by the way, the big headliner with that game, Cleveland starting Dylan Gabriel, a rookie in his first start ever overseas and against a Brian Flores defense. Like, that's not usually the ideal spot for a rookie to make their NFL debut, at least starting debut in a season. But that's what the Browns decided because they realized that they were doing nothing offensively with Joe Flacco at quarterback. Now, my problem with people betting Minnesota is that the Vikings offensive line is also battered and bruised. They are going to be with their third string center. Like, not only are they missing Ryan Kelly, they're missing Ryan Kelly's backup. That's how banged up they are on the offensive line. They are banged up at right tackle with Brian O'Neill missing in the game. And then Donovan Jackson, their first round pick at guard, he will also be missing in the game. Now they have Christian Darrisaw, who's probably their best offensive lineman. But here we are, center number 3, offensive tackle number 2, and a backup guard against Myles Garrett and this defensive front that the Cleveland Browns have. That doesn't seem like a good situation when you already have your backup quarterback in Carson Wentz there, who is dying to turn the ball over. And if he's not turning the ball over, watch out for this one Sunday morning. The classic Carson Wentz, oh my goodness, there's pressure. Let me duck my head to try to avoid it. Get ready for that. The Carson Wentz duck, like, he's got to put a patent on that bad boy. Copyright that thing, Wentz, because he's the only guy that I see consistently do that. And that's something that he will be doing frequently against this Browns defense, who, oh, by the way, has yet to allow a team to have 5 yards per play on offense. Cleveland has been dominant on defense. I love the Browns plus the points. I even bet some Browns money line earlier this afternoon before the show. +175 was out there at a sportsbook here in Las Vegas. I gobbled that up because I think the Browns are very, very live as long as they just get serviceable quarterback play from Dylan Gabriel. Don't need to be like the next big thing. You don't need to be even average. Just be serviceable. Just don't turn the ball over and just play within yourself, play within this fancy system. And I think this is a field goal game either way. And a couple balls bounce their way as opposed to Minnesota's way. I actually think that Cleveland could win the game outright. So I like Cleveland +3.5 and on the money line against the Minnesota Vikings. The second most popular bet over at BetMGM, it's the Philadelphia Eagles laying 3.5 against the Denver Broncos. I agree wholeheartedly with that bet.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I like Philly quite a bit, and I laid 3.5 as well earlier this week, as now I'm actually even seeing 4s. Out there in the market. In fact, 4 is now our new consensus price. And that's the price currently over at BetMGM, 4 with the total sitting at 43.5. I just think we're going to continue to be doing this with the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh my goodness, like they got outgained and oh my goodness, this and that, blah, blah, blah. They're just finding ways to win, guys. And also too, on the other side with Bo Nix, now he's going to be into Vic Fangio defense. And point me in the direction of the good Bo Nix performance against a good team. It doesn't exist. It doesn't. Whether this year or last year, whenever they played a contending team, they got drilled. Like, Denver is the best of the bad teams. That's what they are. They're mediocre. And a good coach like Sean Payton, when you put a bad team against him, like this past Monday night against Cincinnati, yeah, they're going to kill him. And they're going to look great in the game. And it was like, oh my goodness, look at Denver. But then when they play a contender, like they did last year against Baltimore, like they did last year against Buffalo in the playoffs, like they're going to do on Sunday against Philadelphia, I think they're going to get run off the field. I don't think that offense can function against this Eagles defense. And I think Philly's offense will open things up because they've just continued to get slaughtered with criticism after criticism. I think the Eagles win this one by at least a touchdown. I like Philly quite a bit on Sunday against Denver. And then finally, the most popular bet at BetMGM is the Detroit Lions laying the 10.5. I have not yet bet Cincinnati, but at some point I will. I just need to work up the courage to do it. I want to see the full injury report. I know Detroit has some injuries in the cornerback room. That's not ideal when you're going up against Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. I think those guys are unbelievable. Obviously, we all know that. And it just, I kind of like the aspect of backing Cincinnati after two horrendous performances. One against the Vikings, and then last Monday night against the Denver Broncos. Nobody wants anything to do with Cincinnati, as outlined by the Lions being the most popular bet at BetMGM. I will be on the Bengals. Please don't embarrass me in front of company. So that's the NFL. Real quickly here, before we wrap things up, the college football most popular bets. The fifth most popular one is actually tonight's game between BYU and West Virginia. The Cougars at home. Tough travel spot there for West Virginia. Going all the way from Morgantown. Now go have to go out west to Provo, Utah. Not an ideal scenario. But BYU laying 19.5. No real opinion for me on that game. I can see why people like to bet that angle. Because it's an East Coast team traveling out west on a Friday night. Stuff gets weird when that happens. I can see BYU rolling. The fourth most popular bet is Iowa State plus 1.5 at Cincinnati. Give me the Bearcats. Iowa State, I know they're the ranked team, but this is another one of those unranked favorites against a ranked team. I love these spots in not just college football, but also in college basketball, but particularly in college football. And oh, by the way, the Cyclones are going to be down some of their top corners in this game. I think this is a great spot to back Cincinnati. Iowa State's undefeated, but they don't really have the profile of a team that's undefeated. So I'll take Cincinnati laying the 1.5 at home against the Cyclones. Third most popular bet at BetMGM, Vanderbilt plus 10.5 on the road at Bama. I am dying for this to get to 10 because I want Bama. I will lay the 10 with Bama. I think there's been so much made about Diego Pavia, the quarterback for Vanderbilt. And look at his record as an underdog. And oh my goodness, look how good he is. I think Bama is locked in this week. They all remember what happened last year. Beat Georgia, lost to Vandy the next week, the number one ranked team. I think Bama rolls. I'm just dying for the 10. And even if we don't get the 10, I'll still lay the 10.5. But I want the best number. I hope the 10 comes. And I think it might come with how many people like Vandy this weekend. Number two, Miami laying the 3.5 at Florida State. That's now out to 4. I'll be on the other side. Let's go Seminoles. I'll take the 4 with Florida State. I just think in these rivalry games, give me the better coach. Give me the home field advantage. These two teams know each other in and out. I like those Seminoles grabbing the 4. And then finally, this one's kind of wild, right? Florida is your most popular bet over at BetMGM, plus 5.5. The line is down to 5. I love Florida early in the week. And I think we might get some Texas money coming up tomorrow on game day. But I cannot recommend betting plus 5. I just cannot do that. At these prices, it's actually Texas or pass. But if we get to 6, and I think we might, I will be chomp chomp with the Gators Saturday afternoon. Nick joins us to break down our unfortunate Survivor defeat last night at the hands of the 49ers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.